Where are you now?
I'm in the house.
Yeah, you're not downtown, you're...
No, I'm at home.
Uh-huh. If someone comes this way, I'll say he's... You'd say he's coming in how, in relation to me?
Toward you.
And if you go downtown and... meet a friend there, you didn't plan to meet him or anything, you just happened to meet him. Come back and your wife says, did you plan to meet him? You'd probably say, no, I didn't plan to meet him, I just...
Just met him.
Well, is this what you probably normally say?
That's what I'd say.
I bumped into him, ran into him, met up with him.
I heard that expression, bumped into him.
What animals did you have around for pets and to kill mice and things like that?
Well, dogs and cats, but all the pets we had.
If you wanted your dog to attack another dog, what would you tell him?
Sick him.
And if you wanted him to come to you?
Just say, come here.
And would this dog be a pedigreed dog?
No, not those times. We had one dog that was supposed to be a rat terrier. I don't know whether he's a pedigreed dog or not, I doubt it. He was a good rat dog.
They're good little dogs, aren't they? What do you call a dog that isn't pedigreed, you know, just sort of dog?
I don't know, just dog.
If two dogs are fighting and someone gets in there with his hands and tries to pull them apart, what would you tell him?
I don't know. I'd tell him he's crazy.
And if he wanted to know why, what would you tell him?
Liable to get bit himself instead of doing separating the dogs.
That happened to my neighbor. She had a terrier and a poodle, and they got fighting, and she reached in there, and each of them got a hold of a side of her hand, and each dog thought that warm, hot flesh belonged to the other dog.
That's what usually happens when you get hold of them that way.
If you're going to raise cattle, what do you need?
What do you need?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well,
bull
yeah, that's right. What's
you need a bull.
And what else?
Cows.
And then the offspring of the cow is?
A calf.
Now, 30 years ago, if we'd had ladies with us, what would you have said if I'd asked?
Well, you'd say male then. But the women call them bulls, just like men now.
Yeah.
My granddaughter, Loach's daughter, is telling me about Buck buying a boar and a sow, you know. Well, when I was a little kid, a girl wasn't there, a woman never said boar. They'd call it male. But it's a lot easier to say it the way they say it.
See, where everybody knows.
Sounds better than know what you're talking about,
yeah.
Isn't it?
You don't have to get in and ask a male what.
No.
Let's see, the offspring then of this cow is called what?
Pigs.
Pigs? Uh-huh. What would you call a calf that didn't have a mother? Mother died.
Well, that'd be what we'd call an orphan. Uh-huh. Some people call them mavericks.
Uh-huh. What do you call it when the cow is going to give birth to a calf?
I just say she's going to bring calves.
Uh-huh. But no. And if you're going to raise horses, what stock do you need?
You need a stud and a mare.
Uh-huh. Any special term for a horse that hasn't been broken yet?
I need a bronc.
And how about this one that has big spots on it?
Some people call them just spotted and others piebald.